One community on Long Island is raising concerns about contaminants in their drinking water. For some people, it has been an issue for years, but now the EPA is stepping in and relief could finally be on the way. Eyewitness News reporter Stacey Sager has a story.
Ooh, look at that white creamy stuff coming out of my water.
Oh, man, you got to. No. I want you to work on that. Who fucking scripted this for this old man? It just cuts to an old man spraying off his truck, and he's just, he's not feeling it. He's like, yeah, we took away their fucking abortions, but look at how my Viagra pills are working.
Ooh, look at that white creamy stuff coming out of my water. Creamy stuff coming out of my water.
Ronald Mart's sick of it, and he believes many of his neighbors have gotten sick from it. Bill Ebert, who also lives here on River Road in Manorville, agrees.
A lot of us have had cancer, including me, in this neighborhood, and something that should be dealt with right away.
And now the environment...
Wait, where's this? Long Island. Okay. I was like, God damn, they sound like New Yorkers.
Environmental Protection Agency has issued a new red flag that may finally help these Suffolk County residents who just want clean drinking water. The EPA issuing a new health advisory level on Wednesday for dangerous chemicals known as PFAS and PFOA in drinking water. The agency now citing incredibly low amounts as the threshold.
Have you seen about that? PFAS and PFOA?
Yeah, that was one I was saying about the forever chemicals.
Ooh, and 0.02 parts per trillion on PFAS and 0.004 parts per trillion PFOA, both lifetime forever chemicals.
OA in drinking water. The agency now citing incredibly low amounts as the threshold for lifetime exposure. Here in Manorville, studies in 2020 have already shown levels in private wells higher than what's considered safe.
Yeah, this... So they're using well water up there in Long Island. Is well water more susceptible? It's just water in the ground?
Yeah, but I think that means it's not like the treated stuff that comes out of your faucet, like that's coming from like,
they
you know, like
a... coming from poo-poo plants?
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's why Hoteps be like, the tap water's filthy.
Suffolk County Health Department tested 128 homes in the area, and they did find at the time over 20% of the homes had these toxic chemicals in their private drinking water wells.
The homes that were all tested sit closest to this former Grumman fuel depot here in Calverton.
That plume is verified to have PFAS and PFOA chemicals in it.
And so what to do about it? Change the source for these homes to the public water supply.
Half of those houses, the ones that fall within Brookhaven Town, they will get put onto the Suffolk County public water supply, a process that could begin as early as the fall. But for the houses here in Manorville, it's been a bit trickier.
Manorville sits within the town of Riverhead, which has its own water supply. So jurisdictional issues with the county remain. Meanwhile...
Right now, we can't drink the water. We're on bottled water. Everybody in this area is in bottled water.
Ronald and others wondering how many more years it will take.
All right, how many years it will take for what?
Manorville agrees. Believes many of his neighbors. Ronald Mart's sick of it, and he believes many of his neighbors.
Creamy stuff coming out of my water. Creamy stuff.
Believes many of his neighbors.
Okay, this is the creamy stuff part again for no reason. Yeah, and this area is 98% white.
Yep.
And obviously, due to redlining, because areas in New York were like that, Levittown and Long Island and whatnot. And obviously that redlining, they take it off the paperwork. It remains in place basically in the intergenerational wealth that's already like, you can take it off the paperwork now. You already fucked them out of it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like black, it's over now. Like, that's why reparations would be needed, but reparations are never going to happen. But, hey, they redlined themselves into water problems.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy.
Yes. And I did have an article on the AP to go with it.
Ah.
So the EPA is warning against two non-stick and stain-resistant compounds found in drinking water. and has announced they are more dangerous than previously thought and pose health risks even at levels so low they cannot currently be detected. Did you catch that?
Levels so low they can't be detected but still cause harm.
Yes. The two compounds known as PFOA and PFOS have been voluntarily phased out by the U.S. manufacturers, but there are a limited number of ongoing uses and the chemicals remain in the environment because they do not degrade over time. The compounds are part of a larger cluster of forever chemicals known as PFAs and have been used in consumer products since the 1940s.
Yeah.
The EPA on Wednesday issued non-binding health advisories that set risk thresholds of PFOA and PFOS to near zero, replacing 26 guidelines that had them set to 70 parts per trillion.
The 1940s was when boomers started being born.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they phased it out. So basically, boomers got the most of it.
Yeah. Explains a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I need Dianne Feinstein up off the joint.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, in the video we were just looking at, I think it said that they were supposed to go to, what, 5 parts per trillion?
Yes.
Or something? Right. So, yeah. So, until 2016, the guidelines had them at 70 parts.
70?
It's supposed to be less than 5. I know. At the same time, the agency is inviting states and territories to apply for $1 billion under the new bipartisan infrastructure law to address PFAs and other contaminants in drinking water. The money can be used for technical assistance, water quality testing, contractor training, and installation of centralized treatment. Several states have set their own drinking water limits to address PFA contamination that are tougher than federal guidance. Okay. The toxic industrial compounds are associated with serious health conditions, including cancer and reduced birth weight.
Hmm.
Yeah. Michael Regan said in a statement, he's the EPA administrator, that people on the front line of PFA's contamination have suffered for too long. That's why the EPA is taking an aggressive action as part of a whole government approach to prevent these chemicals from entering the environment to help protect concerned families. They're already in the environment. That's why you know it causes cancer. Because the people already fucking got it.
Now we have to protect them from doing what we did.
Ah, Jesus.
It's so important.
So PFAs, which is short... I'm not even going to try to say that. Wait, okay, I'll try to say it.
Yeah, you got it.
is short for... polyfluoroalkali?
Yeah.
Substances? Okay. Which are used in nonstick frying pans, water-repellent sports gear, stain-resistant rugs, cosmetics, and other consumer products. The chemical bonds are so strong that they do not degrade or do so only slowly in the environment, but they will remain in a person's bloodstream indefinitely. Indefinitely. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's going on. So there's forever chemicals and shit, and once you have it, you just can't get rid of it. So if you get cancer, you just get cancer.
Well, indefinitely, that means it's not finite, but they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Indefinitely is a question mark. Okay?
Okay.
And aren't these the greatest science minds in the world? Why not be the experiment?
And then, oh my God. And in a related development, the EPA said that for the first time in issuing health final health advisories for the two chemicals, one group known as Gen X Chemical... Hang on a second.
Gen X Chemicals?
Yes, Gen X Chemicals.
They make you rage.
The other is known as PFBS. Health advisories for Gen X Chemicals were set at 10 parts per trillion. 10 parts per trillion. Check me out with the words.
Yeah.
But PFBS... said had their safety regulation set at 2,000 parts per trillion. They have discovered that 5 parts per trillion will fuck you up, and they were producing at 2,000 parts per trillion. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's great. We're all gonna die.
Man, how much of that shit did Daniel Pantaleo have?
Shit.
They should be testing cops for lead poisoning.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, that's not fun.
Not at all.
And also, they got some lead to poison you with, buddy.
And just so you know, Gen X Chemicals, guess who their parent company is?
Freedom Industries.
No.
Damn. Close. I was
DuPont.
Close. Fuck, that's
worse. Yeah. Yeah, right? That's worse. That's worse.
It's always worse when you're a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
It's always flat screen TVs. But this is what you get to watch on it.
Mm-hmm.
Jizzy Driz and the fucking Lovin' Hip Hop Squad. All right, Phoenix Collider bringing you the good stuff.
I try.